This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
See, I told you Colin wasn't listening when I gave that talk about just waiting a second before you talk, right?
Sorry, man.
So, Colin, a little hint. So, it might say 38 minutes, 45 seconds, but that doesn't include any music. We're not going to play any more songs. We're done with songs. Just picture her up to play 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tracks. So, you do the maths.
Sorry, man.
Sorry if I sound condescending.
We should wrap it up then.
Well, if you think that's a good idea, unless you want to play a whole heap more music.
Just listen to me on this wrap up.
Listen to me, he says. Listen to me.
Can you do it again smoothly or?
What? From how far back?
From the bit where we said good afternoon, welcome to Expanding Horizon.
Expanding Horizon.
Good afternoon and welcome to Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9. It's another lovely Saturday in Christchurch and you're with Cole and not beside me, but metaphorically, well, you know, in spirit beside me is Stu. How are you going, Stu?
Yeah, I'm going good, Cole. I've enjoyed dropping down a level.
Yeah, it's been good, hasn't it? Been a bit of a change.
And all those people out rushing to fast food.
Yes, I didn't think it was such a thing. I didn't think it was such a big thing. But obviously, it's a big thing in people's lives.
Fast food. Yeah, it's just can't do without.
Yeah, yeah.
All that healthy living over, well, maybe healthy living over 4 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks. You know, all those home-cooked meals that are just so terrible that they've got to rush to fast food.
Yeah, that's right. It's a hard life. It's a hard life cooking your own food.
It is a hard life.
Cooking your own food, yeah. That's anyway. Hey, last week we had a great week on the show, didn't we?
We did, and it was a busy old time with Rob, Jeff, myself, and you.
Two extra people on our show, right? And it was interesting to hear about what the Firebird had been doing in the virtual world. And so if people want to listen to that show, they can go to Expanding Horizons on plainsfm.org.nz and they can look up podcasts and the podcast will be there. And also I'm guessing that you've probably put it up there on Mixcloud or something, have you?
Well, as usual, I'm running behind on Mixcloud, but it will be there. And people listening to our opening sweeper, they would have been like, I don't remember hearing any of that on the show last week. And that's because that opening sweeper, that it's 95% outtakes from towards the
outtakes and bloopers,
yeah, from towards the end of the show.
I thought our whole show was outtakes and bloopers, Stu, to be honest with you.
So that's another one we've got. But anyway, there was some gold stuff at the end there.
And I was just going to say, on today's show, Stu, we're just going to have a little bit of Stu and Cole banter, like we normally do. But we're going to talk a little bit about trains, and I'm going to explain to you. We'll explain to the listeners why we're going to talk a little bit about trains.
Yeah, it's probably going to get derailed quite quick.
Yeah. It'll be a train crash. Don't worry about that. It'll be the taking of Pelham 123. Is that the a good movie link there, Stu?
That's not a bad one. So that's that was a remake, the one with John Travolta.
That's right. It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I do know that Carter, the Unstoppable Sex Machine, they released a song on their first album, which was the taking of Peckham 123, which is a very good song. People should try to find that on YouTube at some time. I was going to say, just before we go into our first couple of tracks, Stu, that I have been just today on YouTube, and there has been some really good releases. I know that they had that big online concert, didn't they, last weekend, and that went out via YouTube. People could watch that from around the world. But also, Lyndon, our friend Lyndon Puffin, has just released his week 4 lockdown, and he's got the electric guitar out, and he's gone back to his punk rock roots, as he tells us. And there's some interesting footage of him there cutting his hair and shaving his beard and getting back to the normal looking Lyndon Puffin instead of the Grizzly Adams. So that week before lockdown. And also, our friend Marina Bloom, she has released a video with lyrics for her Alabama Nights song, which is fantastic. And another one of our favourites is Lisa Crawley, and she's just released a song that is only in the last couple of days. It's just gone up to YouTube, so people should have a look out for those, and maybe we can play those over the coming weeks.
Wow, so they've been very busy, haven't they?
People have been busy out there, Stu, yeah. Anyway, we'll get busy. We'll get busy some playing some tracks, shall we, instead of just talking?
Sounds like a good idea. So they're all going to be train-related that you've chosen. And so we're going to start with a cover of Cat Stevens' Peace Train. So this is Peace Train, but this is Dolly Parton and Ladysmith Black Mombasa with their cover of their Cat Stevens classic. And you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
Thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world as one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train, take this country, come take me home again.
Come on, peace train. Samotu.
Expanding Horizons, doing it live, 96.9 FM.
I knew I'd have to stay.
Stew's at his house, Cole's at his place. Social distancing on Expanding Horizons 96.9.
All right, Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9 with Stu and Cole. And that was The Last Train to London from ELO, one of their classic tracks. And before that, Peace Train with Dolly Parton and Ladysmith, Black Mombasa. So, Cole, what's this whole train business? You better explain
right. it. Yeah. So it's a bit scary, Stu. But the other day, over the lockdown, I've had lots of opportunity to get out on my push bike and have a ride. And I've been wearing my green Kathmandu like anorak, right? And I thought to myself, gee, Cole, you look like a real train spotter wearing this. And so there's that whole, I think I've been scaring the wildlife as I ride around looking like a train spotter. And nothing is, if any train spotters out there listening, I'm just saying nothing wrong with it if you're up for it. And I'm not talking about the movie either. So I was thinking about that. Then on the radio, I heard an interview where someone was suggesting that one of the big expenditures that could happen to get the economy kind of kick-started post-lockdown is to create an intercity, fast intercity network, train network here in New Zealand. And, you know, possibly Dunedin to Christchurch could be a really good one. I mean, Dunedin's got that lovely train station. That's an amazing train station down there, very picturesque. Victorian, I think, is what it looks like. And and when they were interviewed, they were saying, we have a narrow gauge train line here in New Zealand, and that's basically because of our geography. And they could do top speeds, they predicted, of around 150 to 160 kilometres an hour on the narrow gauge. And that might make commuting, you know, a bit more feasible for people. But, I mean, you've travelled on fast trains in the city before, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I lived in Japan for 3 years, and so trains were a big part of our life over there because we didn't have a car. And so we were about 5 minutes from a train station where we lived, and so I was always hopping on the line there and going one way or another. And yeah, I did get on the Shinkansen a couple of times, I think, on a school trip and also on a work trip. And yeah, that was pretty exciting. It was exciting being at the station and a Shinkansen going by, and just the whoosh of air was incredible. But the Japanese train system, you know, it all runs on time, and it's quite amazing. It's just super reliable, and you can judge it down to the second almost from when the train, for the train arriving. And a lot of Japanese people do that; they time it to the second so that they can just get on board when the train pulls up. It all often looks like they're rushing, but they've got it down pat. But a big part of Japanese life. And I really enjoyed traveling on commuter trains, and yeah, I do miss it. And I'd certainly use a train system here if there was one, as long as it was reliable and affordable and not too much cost on the environment either. I'd definitely use it.
Yeah. I remember the Shinkansens, you know, they, bento boxes? Is that what they're called?
Yep.
And you can come around, you'd have your breakfast or your dinner on there. And I just remember the conductor coming through, bowing to the carriage, walking through the carriage, turning, bowing when they left the carriage. Yep. And but yeah, amazing train system. So yeah, that's why I was thinking we should talk about trains, maybe not so much my train spotting, and I do remember. The Dunedin's got a lovely train station down there.
Yeah, I've got about maybe 30 or 40 Japanese toy trains that we purchased while we're over there.
Oh,
confession
really?
Time. Confession time, Cole.
Yeah, right.
and so you could buy them from outside train stations, but also from toy shops and other collectible shops, of course. But they're
like in a box,
Yeah, they're cast iron trains.
Right.
And they do. You could buy a track for them as well. They're not motorized or anything like that. But you know, the whole selection of, I mean, there's so many different lines in Japan, And so, yeah, you could buy each one, and they're kind of cool. I was, during this lockdown, I was actually sorting out the cabinet that they were in and just had a look through them. I hadn't looked at them for quite some time, but yeah, there's Shinkansen's there. There's also the Narita Express, which is the train that goes to and from the airport in Tokyo. And so it brought back a few memories. They're kind of cool. And it also reminded me that when I was a kid, I always sort of had a fascination with trains. I remember going to a relative's place and they had a proper motorized train set. And I always thought, oh, that's pretty cool. I wish I could have one of those. But I never quite got there with that.
And now you're old enough.
Yeah,
old I could enough. Probably sort that garage out, couldn't you?
Yeah, and have a train set in there and build all the models. And...
yeah, that's right. Paint your trees, do it all.
It's actually quite appealing, Colin, to me, actually, to have that as a bit of a hobby, right. Building up one of those train sets and the whole town and, you know, going through the tunnel right. And putting on my conductor's hat and doing
okay,
a bit
okay.
of a...
Right, okay. Yeah. People are starting to get uncomfortable, Stu. You're losing the listeners, losing the listeners. Right, so before we lose our fan base of one, should we have a song? And what have you got?
Well, we're going to do Train of Love from Johnny Cash. And you're on Expanding Horizons.
Train of love's a-coming, big black wheels a-humming, people waiting at the station, happy hearts are drumming. Train man, tell me maybe, ain't you got my baby? Ever so often everybody's baby gets the urge to roam, but everybody's baby but mine's coming home. Now stop your whistle blowing, 'cause I've got ways of knowing. You're bringing other people's lovers, but my own keeps going. Train of love this evening, when she's not gone, she's leaving. Ever so often everybody's baby gets the urge to roam, but everybody's baby but mine's coming home. Standing waiting here and there and everywhere, they're gonna be embracing. Train man, tell me maybe, ain't you got my baby? Ever so often everybody's baby gets the urge to roam, but everybody's baby but mine's coming home. Leaving my heart grieving, but early or late I sit and wait, because I'm still believing. We'll walk away together, though I may wait forever. Ever so often everybody's baby gets the urge to roam, but everybody's baby but mine's coming home.
Expanding Horizons, offering an eclectic mix for the discerning listener.
Hold in my vein, straight with you on the train.
Cole's at his place. Social distancing on Expanding Horizons 96.9.
All right, Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9 with Stu and Cole. And you were just listening to On the Train from Basement Jacks. And before that, Johnny Cash's classic Train of Love. And lots of Johnny Cash's stuff sounds like trains, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And when I was looking into it, he has more than one song about trains. So, I mean, you know, Woody Guthrie famously rode the rails back in the Dust Bowl era, along with all the those people used to ride from city to city looking for jobs.
Yeah, I always thought that it'd be quite romantic to hop on a train, you know, and illegally just get in the carriage like you see in movies and go from city to city. I guess that makes you a bit of a vagrant, doesn't it?
But yeah, that's true, right? It might be romantic, but I don't, yeah, the not washing, not eating, it's so romantic, Stu. I can see it's so tempting sounding. But when you
good
were
way
talking
to see
before,
the country.
Yeah, that's true, right. When you were talking before about developing your train set, I was thinking to myself, I is starting to sound like Sheldon Cooper here from the Big Bang Theory. You know, I was thinking to myself, I'm sounding probably a bit like Leonard. But yeah,
and that's as part of my train set. I'd have a little character who was a bit of a drifter. In,
would you?
You know, just, yeah, I have a few of those.
Would you hand paint it, get your little leaded figure out, I suppose?
Yeah, yeah, I think, yeah. Well, I'm going to have to look that up later. I'm going to have to see how much a train set's going to cost me.
Yeah, just don't tell me once you've looked it up. And I was going to say to you,
I'll be taking photos of all the models that I make.
Yeah, people will be on Facebook looking at Stu. And I was worried about me being an anorak, Stu. But it sounds like you're doing it to yourself. I was going to say to you as well that I remember sometime last year seeing an advert on television on Prime for one of those slow TV. You know how over the last couple of years, I think in Scandinavian countries, they've had some slow TV where
that's just the frame rate,
they've had a show. Oh, yeah. Is it? No, it's good. So they one where they were knitting. Someone was knitting a jumper, and there was just like eight hours of people. This person knitting a jumper. That's right. What it was. And the other one was a fireplace. Just showed the fire. Oh, yeah. And but so there was one I think last year or the year before, and it was the Transalpine, and they just had the camera on the train, showing you as it went across to Greymouth and back again. I know that in the first week of lockdown, they had the Antarctic. There was a camera on the front of the boat as it went to Antarctica and back again. So, so those slow train journeys are quite popular. I was going to mention that there is quite a few shows of those train journeys of the world, aren't there? If people like to get on all those, and including I've seen the one with the actual train that was in Harry Potter, which I think is quite a popular steam train. I think after the Harry Potter series of books came out, people became quite interested in trains again,
especially magical trains.
And all trains are magical though, aren't they, Stu? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. And speaking of steam trains, so I talked about 48 Hours, how they had a lockdown edition a couple of weeks ago that I was involved in.
You will tie anything into bloody 48 Hours. This is a segue. Let's see how we go.
So one of the local Canterbury teams made a film called Steam World. And so this is Christchurch on Air. Rogue One is the name of the team. This guy Dan, and so he made a film called Steam World that he's in, and essentially it's all green screened, and he's got his I think it's his train set. and this is the whole world as well. So there's all models and things, and he's the only actual real life character within it. You know, he's used a green screen and then shrunk himself down to fit into scale with what's going on in screen. It's quite well done.
I didn't realise, Stu, that there were so many train aficionados out there.
Well, I'm sure there are. Yeah. But you do need some space, don't you, if you want to have a decent set. And no one's allowed to touch it, of course.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that, you can't be getting in there having a little fiddle with the vagrant.
I was just going to say, a lot of those train sets that you see in the whole model railway, they're nice country towns and things like that. I think I might have to do an urban inner city one that's a bit dark, and that's what I might have to do.
Oh, yeah. You could do some mini spray painting on the walls of your buildings. Yeah.
That would be a bit more interesting, maybe.
A bit more of a rundown kind of thing. Yeah, that would be good, Stu. Right.
Would it be good?
So we're going to play another song? Yeah. It's gone down a dark hole, that conversation, Stu. It's got me worried. What have we got next on the music? Because people are going to be like, stop talking and start playing.
We're going to do a bit of Desmond Dekker. And actually, this ties quite nicely into my dark urban landscape that my train's going through, because this is Rude Boy Train from Desmond Dekker, and you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
Doing it live, 96.9 FM.
La 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 la.
us. Cole's at his place. Social distancing on Expanding Horizons 96.9.
You're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9 with Stu and Cole, and that was Train on Fire from Mando Dio, and before that, Desmond Dekker's Rude Boy Train. Now, Cole, we've been talking a few TV programs that are related to trains, but what we didn't mention was Thomas the Tank Engine, of course. Iconic.
Yeah, that was huge, wasn't it? That was huge for a whole generation of children who grew up with Thomas the Tank.
Did Ringo Starr, did he used to narrate that? Yeah, he did. And then they might have changed it, but he definitely did, didn't he? It was in his Liverpudlian tones.
It's probably the most successful thing he's done since the Beatles, right? Ignore the 20 albums, solo albums that he's made that just fill the, bargain boxes of music stores everywhere. Him narrating Thomas the Tank was definitely the one. It was very popular for a load of kids of that generation, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I was just thinking that my son was young at that. He's 20 now, but he was around that time. He's two, 3 years old, that sort of thing. And we used to watch quite a lot of Thomas the Tank Engine. And actually, I bought him a book, but I was really buying it for me. it was a big, thick book with, proper illustrations and things and stories in it, opposed to just a children's book. That's how I'm selling it anyway. It was for adults. It wasn't for
kids. Yeah, that's right. So it was part of your
It's a collector's.
People say, do you read a lot of books? Yeah.
It's right up there with my Thunderbirds book that's got schematics in it and things like that.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, the other train one is Chuggington. Quite often they show early on a Saturday morning. But talking to TV shows, Stu, and not train-related ones, I'll just have you know. Recently, on Friday on Netflix, they have brought out the second season of Afterlife, which is written and directed and starred Ricky Gervais. Have you seen it? Or
I have seen it, and I watched season one when it came out a year or so ago. I actually watched season two on a night, because they're only half hour episodes, right? And so you can get
through. There's only six of them, isn't
it? Yeah, there's only six of them, so it's pretty quick to get through. And it's also the kind of series that you sort of want to binge, I think. I think if I was spacing them out over a week, like you used to do TV, I probably wouldn't catch up with it. But they were all there, so yeah, watched it all, wanted to know what happened by the end of the season.
I was very interested. I was very excited to see that season two was out. Actually, I really enjoyed season one, and I'd forgotten how much I enjoyed it until I started watching season two.
Yeah, well, I think it's an interesting program because people think Ricky Gervais in comedy, and it is a comedy, or it has comedic elements to it, but it's more on the drama side of it. It's actually season one, he's very down in the dumps, isn't he, after his wife has died, and everything is extremely negative. It's actually quite a grim grim watch, but there are comedic elements from the other characters that are in the series and also the situations that sometimes he finds himself in. It's not as cringe as The Office, though, or even Extras in terms of the situations. But it's, you do see his range a little bit more as an actor.
Yeah. I find myself laughing out loud at some very uncomfortable bits. You know, you're looking, you're like, well, I should probably be laughing. It's pretty un-PC in places, I think. But the cast of characters that he has around him are fantastic, right?
Yeah. And in season two, I think I started laughing from when they went and visited the woman who just turned 100 in the
in the home. she was funny, wasn't she?
She was funny.
she was quite spiky.
Yeah, the actor that plays the actress that plays the nurse in Afterlife, so she was in Extras as well. She was his best friend in Extras, and they were both on acting jobs together and things like that. So, she's one of his common people that he likes to work with.
I saw an interview with him. I saw the NME interviewing him and his wife, so his wife in the series, and he was saying that when he'd been writing the series, he was just writing it with those people in mind. So he already knew he wanted her to be his dead wife, and he thought, so he wrote the character just for her, and because they were saying, well, you've used a lot of, you know, a lot of people that you work with frequently, and I was thinking when he was saying this that, you know, if you Adam Sandler, he just uses the same kind of people all the time, doesn't he, in his movies? He's got a range of people who are his friends, and he works with them a lot, and they're always in his movies. And I guess Ricky Gervais has done 20 years of, you know, all the different stuff that he's done, and he's just, they're the people he knows, and, you know, they can work well together.
Yeah, well, that's right. And with Adam Sandler, a lot of those guys are his school buddies as well, so he's carried them through, and yeah, that's right.
He's given them all work. They're not in anything else. It's interesting, though, with Sandler, that Steve Buscemi is always in there.
Yeah, he is.
Because he, you know, I often think of him in Reservoir Dogs and that kind of stuff, and then he does all those goofy kind of roles.
Yeah, he can.
And he's very good.
That's right. Yeah, so Afterlife is definitely something that people should check out. I mean, it does come with a content warning. And
it's R18, isn't it?
Yeah, it's there's a lot of bad language in it.
Yeah. And there's a lot of Lord Mayoring going on in there.
There's a lot of bad language.
Right. So quickly, let's go to a song.
All right. So this might be the last one that we have. So this is The Memphis Train from Rufus Thomas. And you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, and freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles.
Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Card games with the old man in the club car. Penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels rumbling beneath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers write their father's magic carpets made of steel. And mothers with their babes asleep rocking to the gentle beat. And the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Nighttime on the city of New Orleans. Changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, and we'll be there. Mississippi darkness rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. And the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. This train got to disappear in railroad blues. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Stu's at his house, Cole's at his place. Social distancing on Expanding Horizons, 96.9.
All right, you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9. And yes, we do this show live every Saturday between 3 and 4. And it is replayed after dark on a Thursday night. And this will be good after dark listening all this training.
Yeah, it will be. And I was just going to say, you know, that Rufus Thomas Memphis train, like, if anyone's interested at all in soul music, Stuart Cosgrove has a trilogy of books around soul. And the second one is 1969, and it's about Stax Records and the year of 1969 down in Memphis and what happened there with not only the music, but I guess all of the stuff around Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and everything in the Memphis riots. And Rufus Thomas and Carla Thomas, who were both artists who were signed to Stax Records. So, yeah, that was a good one, that one, I thought.
Yeah, it's very, very good. And it's been good today, Cole. It's been lots of train confessions.
It's not scary talking about trains as you might think, right?
No.
it was good, Stu. And we got, you know, people, you know, if we get the trains, getting trains going, if they spend some money and they build some intercity trains, that'll be great.
Yeah, that'd be very, very interesting.
Now, the other thing is, and as I was saying at the top of the hour, Stu, people should get back and go and have a listen to Lyndon doing his week lockdown number 4.
Yep.
And I did the other thing, Stu, just before we go, because I know that we're pushing for time, is that Grace Potter, and big fans of Grace's, is that she has been doing some live stuff through YouTube. You could just, and she had a live concert in there the other day. So you can go and listen to Grace, because she, and we played her last week, didn't we, when she did the cover of the John Pine track. So
yeah, that's right. And people should listen back on our shows as well. This is our fifth lockdown show, so have a listen back. We've recorded some good stuff, and well, we've been fortunate enough to have some good guests as well who have livened things up a bit.
Hopefully, Stu will be back in the studio together soon.
Exactly. As a bit of a quick preview, next week we're going to look at some album covers that have been banned or changed, depending on the market that they're in. So we're always going on about how much we enjoy album art. So some of the stuff has been banned for various reasons, and we'll play some tracks from the albums, and that'll do us.
That will do us, that's
right. So therefore, it's probably about time that we got up.
Got down.
And stayed inside.
Stay in your bubble, folks.
Yeah. And we'll see you next week.
Okay, thanks, bye.